Translation: knowing well that the age of Kali has already begun, we are assembled here in this holy place to hear at great length the transcendental message of Godhead, and in this way perform sacrifice.
译文：我们很清楚喀利年代已经开始，因此聚在这处圣地，聆听守神大量的超然信息，以这一方式举行祭祀。
Purport. This age of Kali is not at all suitable for self-realization, as was Satyayuga, the golden age, or Treta, or Dwapara Yugas, the silver and copper ages.
要指在金器年代、银器年代和铜器年代中所用的觉悟自我的方法，根本不适用于这个铁器年代。
For self-realization, the people in Satyayuga, living a lifetime of 100 years, were able to perform prolonged meditation.
100,000 years.
What did they say?
100 years.
Oh, 100,000 years. Were able to perform prolonged meditation. Yes.
就觉悟自我来而言，生活在金器年代的人寿命长达10万年，所。
And in Treta Yuga, huh?
所以可以长时间的打坐冥想。
And in Treta Yuga, when the duration of life was 10,000 years, self-realization was attained by performance of great sacrifice.
在银器年代里的人，因为寿命是10,000年，所以是通过举行盛大的祭祀，达到觉悟自我的目的。
And in the Dwapara Yuga,when the duration of life was 1,000 years, self-realization was attained by worship of the Lord.
在铜器年代中，当人的寿命是1,000年时，人们靠在宏大的神庙内崇拜至尊主的神像，达到觉悟自我的目的。
But in the Kali Yuga, the maximum duration of life being 100 years only, and that combined with various difficulties,the recommended process of self-realization is that of hearing and chanting of the holy name, fame, and pastimes of the Lord.
但在喀利年代中，人的寿命最多只有100年。考虑到人们灵修的各种困难，经典推荐的觉悟自我的程序是：聆听和吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名、声浪及娱乐活动。
The sages of Naimisharanya began this process in a place meant specifically for the devotees of the Lord.
Naimisharanya 森林里的圣人们在一个专门为至尊主的奉献者准备的地方开始了这一程序。
They prepared themselves to hear the pastimes of the Lord over a period of 1,000 years.
他们准备用1,000年的时间来聆听至尊主的娱乐活动。
By the example of these sages, one should learn that regularly hearing and recitation of the Bhagavatam is the only way for self-realization.
这些圣人们树立的榜样告诉我们，有规律的聆听和朗诵圣典《博伽瓦坛》是觉悟自我的唯一途径。
Other attempts are simply a waste of time, for they do not give any tangible results.
其他的努力只不过是在浪费时间而已，因为那些方法并不给人以实质性的结果。
Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached this system of Bhagavad Dharma, and he recommended that all those who were born in India should take the responsibility of broadcasting the message of Lord Sri Krishna, primarily the message of Bhagavad Gita.
圣主柴塔尼亚马哈帕布宣布有规律的聆听和朗诵圣典博伽瓦坛这一觉悟自我的方法，建议所有出生在印度的人都该肩负起弘扬圣 Krishna 的信息的责任，主要是国家梵歌的原本信息的责任。
And when one is well established in the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, he can take up the study of Srimad Bhagavatam for further enlightenment and self-realization.
人一旦透彻了解了薄伽梵歌的教导，就可以开始学习圣典薄伽瓦坛，以得到有关觉悟自我的进一步启迪。
Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnanjana Sarakaya Chakshur Unmanitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Hukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Mangayate Gari Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gunam Dinataranam Nama Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sanyavari Pastachade Satarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This verse was spoken by sages of Naimisharanya.
这一节诗文呢，是由南米舍亚森林里面的圣人们讲的。
They had gathered to perform, as described here, a 1,000-year sacrifice.
啊，那正像这节诗文里所描述的，他们聚集在一起，举行为期1,000年的祭祀。
And they accepted the qualified speaker to perform that sacrifice as suitable swami.
然后呢，他们就接受了那个有资格的在这样的一个祭祀当中去讲述的那个人，那个人就是苏塔狗苏妈咪。
They recognized his qualification because he had been properly received this knowledge in disciplic succession.
他们之所以就是认出他是有资格的，是因为他呢从师徒传承这个体系里面正确的学习了所有这些知识。
And they also could see that because he was pure and submissive to his previous authorities, that he was received their blessings.
那当然他们也不仅看到他就是正确的学习了这些知识，他们也看到他呢就是因为很尊敬很服从他前面的这些老师，因此那些老师呢就给了他祝福，让他可以有这样的知识。
And having received the blessings of his teachers, he was therefore qualified to represent the Parampara.
那么他呢得到了他的那些老师们的祝福，让他可以有资格代表整个师徒传承传播这样的知识。
And to present the message of Srimad Bhagavatam without changing the original meaning.
这样的话他就是可以很好的去传达圣典薄伽瓦坛的信息，而不是在中间加以修改那个信息。
And therefore they were hoping to receive tangible results as a result of the sacrifice.
正因为如此呢，这些圣人们就想透过这样的方式能够得到举行祭祀所具有的实质性的结果。
They understood that the age of Kali was beginning.
他们明白那个喀利年代开始了。
And in the age of Kali, it is very difficult to perform sacrifice.
在喀利年代里面要举行祭祀是非常非常困难的。
In every age, as described here in this purport, sacrifices are required.
就像这节诗的要旨里就说了，实际上在每一个年代里头都必须要举行祭祀。
And the factual purpose of existence is to perform sacrifice.
而实际上我们人生的存在的意义本来就是应该举行祭祀。
And according to the qualifications of each age, there are different types of sacrifices which are recommended for perfection of human life.
那么为了人生达到完美的境界，经典里头呢根据不同的年代的特点推荐了在不同年代里头应该举行的不同种类的祭祀。
Time in this world, as we were describing this life, goes through different cycles. Describing last night goes through different cycles.
啊，那就像我们昨天晚上就谈到的这个时间呢，它的运作它是不同的那样的一个循环。
Just as we were explaining last night, when the Supreme Lord creates this material cosmic manifestation, first thing he creates is time.
啊，那么就像昨天晚上我们谈到的，至尊主呢创造了这个物质的宇宙，然后也创造了这个宇宙里面的那个时间去运作。
And this whole cosmic manifestation exists for a fixed period of time.
而整个的现在的我们所在的这个宇宙啊，它是在一定的时间里才存在的。
And then after this cosmic manifestation has existed for that fixed period of time, there is total devastation or annihilation.
等到那个特定的时间段最后结束的时候，整个宇宙就会被毁灭。
And then after a fixed period of annihilation, which is the same length of time as manifestation, then creation takes place again.
那么就是宇宙毁灭了以后，过了跟宇宙存在同样长的一段寂静的时间以后，宇宙就又会重新展现出来。
So this period of time may seem very fantastic to our minds.
啊，对于我们来说，对于我们的小小的头脑来说，哇，这一段时间好像是长的不可思议。
Because it is stated that the cosmic manifestation is manifest for one lifetime of Brahma.
啊，因为呢，经典里描述说，整个这个宇宙展现的那个时间，实际上是 Brahma 的一生的时间。
I forget the calculations.
How
many?
4,332,000年是怎么着？乘以十，对，是43万2000年乘10再乘2。
Oh, just to give you a breakdown. Satya Yuga lasts for 1,728,000 years.
金器年代是43万2000年乘4，你们就算吧。
Treta Yuga lasts for 1,296,000 years.
那个银器年代是43万2000年乘3。
Dwapara Yuga lasts for 864,000 years.
那这个铜器年代是43万2000年乘2。
And Kali Yuga lasts for 432,000 years.
而卡利年代呢是43万2000年。这么长。
So if you add those together, it's something like 4 million something years.
10 times Kali Yuga.
Yeah. 那 把这个都加起来，就是卡利年代的43万2000年乘10，这么长。我们的手机要爆掉。
And then that is multiplied by 1,000 times.
然后呢，再乘以1000。
And that figure is one day of Lord Brahma.
那
one day.
Twelve day.
This day and this night.
那乘以一千以后，那不过是那个宇宙的这个生物 Brahma 的一个白天12个小时的时间。
So that's 432 million years times 1,000, and that's one day of Brahma. That's while he's awake during the day.
Yeah. 所以呢，四十三万两千年乘以十，再乘以一千，只不过是 Brahma 的12个小时，一个白天。
And Lord Brahma lives for 100 years.
而这个 Brahma 呢，他活100年，他的100年。
So if you take that one day, which is 12 hours, and then one night while Lord Brahma sleeps.
然后这个 Brahma 他是整个一个白天他的十二个小时，到晚上的12个小时他睡觉。
Which is the same length of time as Lord Brahma's day.
那个他的晚上的十二个小时跟他白天的十二个小时是一样长的，四十三万两千。
While Lord Brahma sleeps at night, there is a partial devastation of this cosmic manifestation.
那在这个 Brahma 晚上睡觉的时候，整个这个宇宙里头的一大部分都是处于毁灭的状态。
So 365 of these days and nights is 1 year of Brahma.
然后这个432,000年乘以十乘以一千再乘以二，然后再乘以365是 Brahma 的一年。
And Lord Brahma lives for 100 years.
而 Brahma 呢活这样的100年。
So it's
乘一百。
This cosmic manifestation is.Has been existing already for over 50 years of Lord Brahma.
那现在呢，我们所在这个宇宙，那个 Brahma 已经活了50岁了，还有一半就差不多了。
But that's only this cosmic manifestation. That's only this particular cosmic manifestation.
Okay, 那当然，我们现在算的是我们现在所在的这个宇宙的这样的一个状态。
Because as Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita.Every time a manifestation comes, then it's unmanifestation for the same amount of time, and then it's manifest again.
那当然了，因为 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里就说了，他的这个创造，整个这个宇宙展现那么长的时间，然后最后又毁灭，所有的宇宙毁灭也是同样的时间，然后过了那个同样的时间以后再展示。
And this whole process of manifestation and unmanifestation goes on eternally.
而这种展宇宙的展示，然后毁灭，再展示，再毁灭，是永恒不断的进行的。
Which is hard to believe.
那这样的一个事实，对我们小脑子来说是很难理解的。
But what's even more difficult to believe is it never began.
但是呢，就是更难理解的是，从来都没有开始的时间。
Because it's been going on since time immemorial.
因为经典里就说了，是从无法追溯的时间开始，就一直就是这个样子。
Because as we explained yesterday, in the spiritual realm, there's no time.
昨天我们晚上就谈到了，在灵性的区域里面是没有时间因素的。
And therefore, there is no influence of time.
因此呢，在灵性世界里面是不受时间的影响的。
Just for instance, Krishna says, when he speaks about the spiritual realm, this is parastasmatu bhavanyo vyakta vyakta sanatana. He says that supreme abode, spiritual abode, it's unmanifest and infallible.
那这个在《薄伽梵歌》里头 ，Krishna 就说了，那个灵性的区域。对我们来说是不展示的，而且是永不毁灭的。
It is the supreme destination.
所以呢，有这个灵性的目标。
When one goes there, he doesn't have to come back.
所以呢，当我们努力了，能够回到那个地方以后，我们再也不用回来了。
Tad Brahma Paramamama, that is the supreme destination.
在经。对经典经这个 Krishna 的薄伽梵歌里就说了，那个是至高无上的居所，是我的居所。
So Krishna says it's unmanifest.
所以 Krishna 就说了是不展示的。
What does unmanifest mean?
那他的那个不展示是什么意思呢？
Doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
它并不是意味着说它是不存在的。
Means it was never created.
而是说。它永不有没有那个创造出现的时候
？There was never a time when it was created.
从来没有就是创造的时间。
And there was never a time when Krishna was created because he's the original person.
那个 Krishna 是永恒存在的第一人，他从来没有就是经过创造什么出现的，没有这个。
As we described last night, Ishvara Parama Krishna.Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Savakarana Kavana. That he is the original Parama Krishna, Ishvara Parama, the original controller, supreme controller.
就像我们昨天晚上跟大家说的，他说，Brahma 说他是至高无上的控制者，是所有的那个存在的那个第一人。
Advaita Achyutam Anadi Vananta Rupam Adya Parana Purushova.Avayovanam cha vedeshu durlabha durlabham atmabhakto Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Lord Brahma, the first created being, describes about Krishna. He is Advaita. He is non-dual.
那么在这个宇宙里头第一个被创造的生物体 Brahma 就是形容 Krishna 说他是没有相对性
Achyuta, his body is not subject to decay.
而他的身体是 他叫 Achyuta, 他的身体是永不会被毁灭的
Anadi, it means he has no beginning.
那个 Anadi 的意思是说他从来没有开始存在的那一刻
Ananta Rupa means his form is endless, there's no end.
而 Ananta Rupa 的意思是说他的形象是数不胜数的,是无限的
So just as Krishna has no beginning, Krishna's abode has no beginning.
所以呢,就像 Krishna是没有开始存在那一刻,永恒存在的, 那么 Krishna的住所也是没有开始存在的那一刻,是永恒存在。
And also, the living entities have no beginning.
而且我们这些个个体生物也是没有什么开始存在那一刻,我们是永恒存在。
So the living entities who are eternally situated in the spiritual realm, they never have to accept the influence of time.
那些个永恒的居住在灵性区域里面的那些生物从来都不需要受到时间的影响。
It is only those living entities who come in contact with matter by misuse of their mind and independence who come under the influence of time.
只有那些个 误用了自己的自由选择权利的所谓自由的那些个生物他们接触了物质以后才会受到时间的影响
And as we said, this time in this world goes through these different cycles
而我们说了现在我们所在的这种物质的世界它是一直不断的循环性的存在着
In Satya Yuga, the duration of life was 100,000 years
这个在金器年代里头人们的寿命是十万年
Satya Yuga was the golden age
那么 Satya Yuga 是金器年代
and Satya Yuga primarily all human beings they were very advanced spiritually
在金器年代里面的人们实际上在灵性上是非常高度进步的
and They achieve perfection by process of meditation.
他们怎么能够最后达到人生最终的完美呢? 是透过打坐冥想的方式。
And because they lived for 100,000 years, they would sit and perform meditation for many tens of thousands of years.
那由于他们的寿命是十万年, 因此他们可以花好几万年的时间打坐冥想。
And by their meditation, they would fix their consciousness on transcendence, withdraw themselves from this physical world and achieve perfection and go back to the spiritual world.
他们透过打坐冥想把自己的整个的意识完全集中在超然性上然后呢让自己的整个的那些感官的那些个感受力都收回来最后能够达到完全集中注意力的那个 完美的境界
That was their
sacrifice 这个是他们所做的祭祀
And in Treta Yuga Sacrifice was performing very very elaborate sacrifice fire sacrifices
那么在银器年代里面人们达到完美的那个方法是举行非常非常盛大的富有的祭祀
Duration of life was 10,000 years.
那个时候人的寿命是一万年。
In Dwapara Yuga, the sacrifice is worship of the deity in the temple.
那在 Dwapara 年代里面，也就是铜器年代里面，人们是在庙宇里面崇拜神像，以这种方式达到完美。
And during that age, the duration of life was 1,000 years.
那个时候人们的寿命是1,000年。
And then next age and the cycle is Kali.
那么接下来的那个循环就是到了我们现在的Kali年代。
And the sages of Naimisharanya understood that Kali has many difficulties.
那么南尼沙亚森林里面的那些个圣人们明白在卡利年代里头处处都是艰难困苦的处境。
And therefore when they were sitting in this night place, Naimisharanya, and they were inquiring from Sutta Goswami,
所以当他们坐在南尼沙亚森林里面就是举行这些祭祀的时候，他们就请求Sutta Goswami 来讲。
Just previous to this verse, they said to Sutta Goswami.
就在这一节诗的前面，他们在跟 Sutta Goswami 在做请求。
Maya nal payusha shabya kalab asmin yugena manda su manda matyo mata bagi hupatuta. They said to Sutta Goswami that there are many problems in this age.
他们就跟 Sutta Goswami 说，在这个年代里头是充满了问题。
Men have very short lives.
人们的寿命非常短。
They're quarrelsome.
而且他们争吵不休。
They're lazy.
他们非常懒惰。
They're misguided.
而且他们被误导。
They're unlucky.
他们不幸。
And above all, above everything else, they're always disturbed.
而且除此之外哈，他们总是内心备受打扰。
They described the symptoms of the age of Kali, and they knew that Kali Yuga was beginning.
他们呢描述了卡利年代里面人们所展现的这些特征。他们知道卡利年代马上就要降临了，那个时候。
And therefore, they were asking Sutta Goswami to please recommend what is the process by which we can achieve perfection, knowing that all these problems are going to come in our lifetime.
因此呢他们就请求苏特狗苏妈咪说已经我们知道所有的这些问题就会到来了，因此您能不能给我们推荐一个我们该怎么做的那个程序。
We're all going to become influenced by Kali.
因为我们都会受到卡利年代的影响。
We only have at most 100 years that we'll be able to live.
我们呢最多只能活100年。
How are we ever going to achieve perfection by meditation?
我们怎么可能靠打坐冥想最后达到完美的境界呢？
Perfection by meditation can only be achieved after 50,000-60,000 years.
那透过打坐冥想，一个人要达到完美的境界，必须要打坐冥想至少五六千年以后。
五六万年。
We may perform meditation, but what will the result be?
好吧。
They are saying, we may perform meditation, but what will the result? What will the result?
然后他们就说了，那我们可能就是用打坐冥想这个方式，但是我们能得到什么结果呢？
Maybe we may be able to get a little peace of mind.
也许我们就会我们的心里头感觉到比较平静而已。
But human life is meant for more than just getting a little peace from time to time.
但是呢，人生的那个意义不是只是一会儿让自己平静一下，再让自己平静一下。
We know that this world, material world, is not our permanent place of residence.
我们知道这个物质世界并不是我们永恒居住的地方。
And we want to achieve the same results that people in previous ages received.
我们想要达到人家在前一个年代里头那些个达到完美境界的人所得到的结果。
Previous ages, people achieved perfection.
在前面的年代里面，人们他有达到完美的呀。
Perfection means not just simply to get out of this world.
这个完美，而且不仅仅是说只是从这个世界里面解脱出去。
But it means to go to that place where I belong.
而是什么呢？而是我们要回到我们原本居住的那个地方。
Just to want to get out of this world doesn't mean you're going to go to that place where you belong.
光是从这个世界里面解脱出去，并不意味着我们就可以达到我们原本居住的地方。
There are a lot of people who know this place is a miserable place.
实际上在现在的世界上，很多人都知道我们所居住的这个世界是痛苦的。
Brahma Bhuvanaloka Purnavatino Mamujana, Krishna says, from the highest planet to the lowest planet, all the places of misery where repeated birth and death takes place.
Krishna 在博迦梵歌里就说了啊，这个在我们整个这个宇宙里头，从 Brahma 高到 Brahma 居住的星球，一直到最低的星球，全部都是有生死的痛苦之地。
And there's a lot of people who know that, yeah, I'm gonna get out of here.
所以很多人他都知道这个事实，然后就说，哎呀，我想从这里出去。
Many people think I need a change.
很多人都说，哎呦，我需要能够改变。
Liberation is not an uncommon concept in life.
The first word, Adam.
Liberation.
Oh, yes.Liberation.
It's not an uncommon concept of life.
Okay, 那个解脱不是那个好像大家都不知道的不寻常的字眼。
A lot of people say, I don't want to be sick anymore.
很多人都说我再也不想生病了。
They want liberation.
他们想要得到解脱。
I don't want this. It comes and I don't want it. I don't want it.
就是我不想要这个，我不想要这个，我不想要这个的意思就是我想要从这种状态当中出去。
I don't want to have to work 60 hours a week.
我不想要一个星期工作70个小时。
And look what I get at all that work. So much anxiety.
我一天到晚的要工作，然后一直不断的就是有那么多的让我不安心的事情。
And I have to do it.
然后我还必须得做，我就不喜欢做。
If I don't do it, things will be so much worse.
然后呢，事情然后变得越来越糟糕还。
Many people think I don't want to live under this government.
然后很多人就说，我不想要现在的那个政府来管我们。
Let's overthrow the government and become liberated from these dictators.
让我们能够就是推翻现在的这个专制的政府。
Liberation is not an uncommon concept.
所以呢，举了这么多例子，就是说明所谓解脱这个词，并不是什么非常含有的让人家不理解的词。
There's so many liberation movements.
实际上我们在世上有那么多的所谓的解放运动。
Why?
为什么？
Because people think I want something else.
因为人们想的是我想要另外一些东西。
I don't live like this.
我不想要这么活着。
So it's not sufficient to say I just want to get out of this world.
所以说，光是说从这个世界里出去是不足够的。
There's no guarantee of that just because you want to get out of this world, you're going to achieve that place where you should be.
就是光是努力从这个世界出去，并不能够确保我们能够回到我们原本生活的地方。
Some people think I want to get out of this world and they take their own lives.
They take their whole life.
They take their own lives.
那有的人呢，就是说我想要就是从这样的世界里头解脱出去，结果他们就自杀了。
They think I just can't deal with it anymore. Just finish, terminate, make it the end. If I don't exist, at least I won't suffer.
所以呢，那些自杀人就想说，哎呦，现在整个这个状态让我太痛苦了，我不想要再痛苦了，干脆我了结自己，我就再也不用痛苦了。
At least that's what they think.
这个呢，至少是他们的想法。
But that's Krishna states very clearly in Bhagavad Gita. You're still going to exist.
但是事实是什么？就是Krishna在《薄伽梵歌》里说了。
You think, well,
不管你认为你现在可以了结自己，但实际上你是永恒的存在下去。
You think if you take your own life, it's the end, but no, you're still going to exist.
你以为你就靠自杀了结自己就完了吗？实际上你是永恒的存在下去。
And you don't realize that there's a lot of suffering waiting for you for taking your own life.
而且呢，你也没有认识到说，透过结束自己的生命，接下来有更多的痛苦在等着你。
So.Simply wanting to get out of this world doesn't guarantee that one's going to achieve shelter.
所以说，仅仅是从这个世界里解脱出去，并不能够保证人能够得到那个庇护保护。
And shelter, real shelter means permanent shelter.
而真正的庇护，真正的保护的意思是能够得到永恒的保护。
And permanent shelter means no more influence of time.
而永恒的保护庇护的意思是再也不受时间的影响。
So, therefore the sages of Naimasharanya, when they gathered, they say, we want to get the same result of all those people who got perfection in previous ages.
所以呢，南米舍尔森林里面那些圣人就说了，我们想要得到前面的那些个年代里面那些人，他们达到完美，他们得到的那个结果，我们也想要。
They engaged in meditation for thousands of years.
那些个前面的年代那些人，就是上万年的打坐冥想。
Performed elaborate sacrifices for thousands of years.
他们就是举行盛大的祭祀，就是花了多少千年。
Performed elaborate deity worship, temple worship for hundreds of years.
或者是在庙里头崇拜神像，要崇拜上几百年。
And we're going to live at most 100 years. What's our chance?
那些人透过那么做就达到了完美，可是我们最多我们的寿命只有一百年，我们透过那个我们能够得到什么呢？
Not only that, this age, just people are going to be very quarrelsome.
而且不仅如此，在现在我们的卡利年代里面的人们，他们是那么的容易争吵。
Kali Yuga means the age where even a slight provocation creates friction.
卡利年代本身这个词的意思就是人们会为了一点点小事就纷争。
Why? Because people's minds are so disturbed.
为什么会这样？因为人们的内心总是那么的就是不安。
So even just a little provocation,
所以
ready to kill.
所以就哪怕是一点点小事，人们就准备杀人了。
That's Kali Yuga.
这个就是卡利年代的特点。
Quarrelsome, lazy.
这个卡利年代就是纷争、懒惰。
Lazy means spiritually lazy.
那当然，谈到懒惰，实际上指的是在灵性上非常的懒惰。
They're not ready to become, take up spiritual life in a determined way. It's too much trouble.
就是在卡利年代里面的人们在灵性上非常懒惰，他们不愿意说为了能够灵性的完美而克服自己的各种各样的麻烦，下决心去走这个灵性之途。
People in this age are being completely misguided.
在这个卡利年代里面，人们完全是被误导的一个状态。
Because they don't know who to follow.
他们根本不知道到底该跟随谁。
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the description of the autumn season.
在这个圣典薄伽瓦坛里面就谈了，就像是在这个秋季一样。
It describes that during the autumn season there are many clouds in the sky.
就描述说在秋季里面天空有很多的云。
And because the sky is always cloudy, one can't see the luminaries in the sky because they're covered by the clouds.
由于天空布满了乌云，因此人们看不到这个天上的那些个发亮的发光体。
But when they look up, they see the glowworms in the trees.
但是呢，他们就是往上看的时候，就看到那个 glowworm of the tree.
Glowworm. You know what a glowworm is? It's a worm that glows.
Oh yes, yes. Okay. 但是呢，他们就会看到那个山里都有那个萤火虫。
And they think, oh, look at the luminaries in the sky.
所以呢，他们就会看到这萤火虫在天空中飞，就说，哎呀，你看那个有发光体。
But they're only glowworms in the trees, but they think they're the luminaries in the sky.
但是呢，实际上那些在树间飞的萤火虫，只不过就是萤火虫，那光是非常少的。
So this is what compared to like Kali Yuga.
所以这个就是被比喻为就像是卡利年代。
People look up and they see.Oh, look at this person. He's a great person.
所以人们就仰望有一些人说，哦，看看这个人，他是一个了不起的人。
Big sports hero.
他是一个什么运动英雄。
Big political figure.
这个一个大政治家。
Big famous actor.
这个特别著名的演员。
And these are the people they worship.
这个现在人们崇拜的人就是这些人。
These people are so famous, so wealthy, and they say, I do this, and they immediately think, well,He does this, and he became so successful. I should do it too.
那些人，那些个人现在变得那么的成功，那么有钱，那么有名。因此，当那些人说我做了这个，我们就会想，他做了这个，他就变得这么成功。因此，我也可以成功。
People mistake the glowworms in the trees to be the luminaries in the sky.
人们把在树间飞的萤火虫当成是天上的发光体。
And therefore, because of the influence of Kali, the clouds, the real luminaries are covered.
而由于卡利年代里面的那些个就是所有的不良的影响，就像天空中的乌云一样，因此就把天上的那些个真正的发光体的光芒都遮盖住了。
And people cannot fully appreciate the real luminaries because they're covered.
所以人们没有办法真正的去欣赏那些真正的发光体的光芒。为什么呢？因为那个光芒被乌云遮住了。
The result is that most of human society is misguided.
结果呢，就导致了绝大多数的人类社会全部都是被误导的一个状态。
Because they don't know who to follow.
因为他们根本不知道他们到底该跟随谁。
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Yad yad acharati shreshtas tatad eva tirojana sayat pramanam gurute lokastaram avartate." That whatever actions are performed by great men, then common men will follow in their footsteps.
Krishna 在薄伽梵歌里就说了，伟人们做什么，普通人就会跟随。
And whatever standards they set by their exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
那他们这些伟人以身作则，树立了什么榜样，全世界的人都会跟随。
So people don't know how to recognize who's a great man, they'll be misguided.
那人们由于是被误导的，因此他们根本就认不出谁是真正的伟大的人物。
So people are misguided, unlucky.
那么人们被误导，而且很不幸。
And above all, always disturbed.
而除此之外，内心永远都是不安、起伏不安的状态。
So the sages in Naimasharanya therefore are asking Sutta Goswami, how do we do it? How do we make it in this age?
所以呢，乃米什安森林里面那些圣人就说了，在这样一种糟糕的状态下，我们到底怎么做才能够达到完美？
Therefore, they gathered for perform a sacrifice.
正因为如此，他们聚集在一起举行祭祀。
And understanding all these difficulties, as Prabhupada describes them as in his purport, difficulties.
所以呢，那这些个举行祭祀的所有的圣人们，他们了解就像啪啪的在要旨里头讲的，了解所有的卡里年代即将到来的卡里年代里头这些困境。
They asked Sutta Goswami, what?In this age, what is the best duty for mankind to perform?
所以他们就问苏特狗苏阿米说，在这样一个糟糕的年代里面，人类到底应该从事什么样的职责是对他们是最好的？
苏特狗苏阿米 responded by saying, "Savai pungsam paro damo yato bhaktirat hoksaje ahaitiya patiyata yatma supersedati."That the supreme occupation for all mankind.
所以呢，苏特狗苏巴美就回答说，对于人类来说，最高的职责是
is that by which men can achieve attain to unalloyed devotional service to the supreme Lord.
那个最高的职责就是人们透过从事那些活动，能够达到对至尊人格守神的那个奉爱之情。做的那些事就是最高的职责。
Some such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to fully satisfy the self.
那样的一种奉爱服务应该是没有任何自私的动机而且是永远不会中断的，而且在做的过程当中，自我会感到满足的。
So this is what Sutta Goswami establishes that.This is the best occupation for all mankind.
所以这个是苏特狗苏瓦米确立的对全人类来说最好的职责就是这个。
And he gave many instructions of how one can achieve one's ultimate occupational service.
然后呢，他就人们怎么能够得到最终的这个他们做的那些个服务履行的那些职责，又给了很多的。
But the ultimate method is by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam.
而最高的、最终的那个给我们的信息，就是要聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛。
It doesn't mean that one gives up one's occupation.
这并不意味着说人们必须要放弃自己的那些个工作。
Because it's not simply by renunciation that one can achieve perfection. We already explained that.
实际上我们前面已经解释过了，人们并不是仅仅靠就是所谓的弃绝放下就能够达到完美的境界。
We already explained that by simply thinking, "Oh, I just don't want it anymore. I want to give it up." That's not going to guarantee that one's going to get perfection.
所以我们刚才已经解释过了，人不是仅仅就说我再也不想要这个了，我就放弃了，然后他就达到。
So So it's not just simply by renouncing one's work that one gets perfection.
所以并不是一个人能够放下自己的工作他就达到完美，不是这样。
It's not by renouncing this world that one get perfection.
并不是透过说离弃这个世界人就能达到完美。
It's not by renouncing family that one gets perfection.
也不是说一个人离开自己的家庭就能够达到完美。
It's not by renouncing one's duties that one will guarantee.
也不是说一个人就是不履行自己的职责他就可以达到完美。
Renunciation is real renunciation means to understand who I am.
真正的弃绝是最后要了解我是谁。
Prabhupada used to quote the verse by Rupa Goswami.
Prabhupada 曾经就引述 Rupa Goswami 的话。
Anasaktasya vishayan yataham upayunjata nirabandha krishna sambandhe yukta varogam uchate. He says that one who renounces things without understanding their relationship with Krishna is not as complete in his renunciation as one who knows that everything's connected to Krishna.
Rupa Goswami 在这节诗文里就说了，一个人如果他弃绝放弃，但是他没有对于自己跟至尊神的那个关系有清楚的了解的话，这样的一种弃绝不如那个明白了自己跟 Krishna 的关系的弃绝。
Because not simply by renunciation can one actually achieve shelter, that permanent shelter in one's relationship with Krishna. It's not simply by renunciation that one can achieve permanent shelter in one's relationship with Krishna.
人不是仅仅透过弃绝就能够透过就是对跟 Krishna 的那个关系而得到 Krishna 的永恒的庇护的。
We may renounce something, but we always renounce something and for something else.
我们也许会放下什么东西，但是一般的情况是我们放下这个总是为得到另外的东西。
It's very common.
这个是很正，就是非常普遍的。
Look how many people renounce their wives, their husbands, and get married.
同我们大家看看现在全世界啊，有很多人就是把自己的丈夫、把自己的妻子给放弃掉了，然后接下来又结婚了。
We renounce not because it's too troublesome, but then we just say, "Oh, this one's mine."
然后我们就是放弃了这个，说啊，这个糟糕，然后哦，那个好一些。
So, renunciation, is not the means for establishing one's connection with Krishna.
所以就是光是弃绝或者是放弃离弃，并不意味着人可以就是建立跟 Krishna 的永恒关系。
On the other hand.
另外一方面
One who becomes eager to establish his relationship with Krishna
如果一个人他变得非常的渴望建立自己跟 Krishna 的关系
Automatically becomes renounced
他就会自然而然的就最后变得弃绝了
It's a natural byproduct
这个是一个很自然的一个过程
Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janaya Yashu VairagyamBy rendering devotional service to the Supreme Lord Vasudeva, one automatically acquires knowledge and detachment from this world.
这句经文说的就是一个人透过为 Krishna 做奉爱服务，最后自然而然的就得到了知识和弃绝的精神。
Therefore, the means for achieving perfection in this age of Kali Yuga.
所以呢。在这个年代里头要获得完美的那个方法是
is all achieved simply by the awakening of the desire for Krishna
方法就是我们要透过唤醒我们为 Krishna 做服务的这种愿望就会达到那样的完美境界
nothing else is required
其实没有其他的方法需要做
That's the supreme sacrifice
这个是至高无上的一种祭祀牺牲
What was achieved in previous ages by meditation, by austerities, by elaborate sacrifices and temple worship
透过这么做我们就可以达到前面的那些个年代里面人们所做的打坐冥想啊举行盛大的祭祀啊在庙里崇拜神像最后能够得到的结果
can be achieved in the age of Kali simply by awakening one's desire to be with Krishna.
啊，所以在卡利年代里，要达到前面那些年代里头人们做的那些事情达到的那个完美的境界，仅仅就需要人要唤醒自己想要再跟至尊主 Krishna 在一起的那个愿望。
And as we said, awakening one's desire to serve Krishna.
啊，就像我。啊，就像我们昨天晚上说的那个，就是要唤醒自己要为至尊主 Krishna 做奉爱服务的愿望。
And awakening of one's desire to serve Krishna means that we need to know who's Krishna.
那如果要唤醒为 Krishna 做服务的这种愿望的话，意味着我们必须先知道 Krishna 是什么样的人。
To know Krishna is to love Krishna.
啊，要先了解他，了解 Krishna， 然后要爱，才能爱 Krishna。
Famous song: To know him is to love him.
啊，所以呢，有一个著名的一首歌就是知道他，爱他。
To know Krishna is to love Krishna.
啊，所以说，了解 Krishna， 爱 Krishna。
But because of the influence of time,
但是由于时间的影响
we have forgotten.
我们呢忘了我们跟 Krishna 的所有的一切
we have forgotten our relationship with Krishna.
啊，我们遗忘了我们跟 Krishna 的关系了
we have pushed Krishna aside.
我们把 Krishna 放到一边去
and we decided that more important than Krishna is me.
我们决定说比 Krishna 更重要的是我自己。
Krishna may be important.
Krishna 也许是挺重要的。
I've heard some things about him.
我听了有关对他的一些个描述。
But I need to take care of me first, and then I'll give some time to Krishna when I'm taken care of.
但是呢，我需要先照顾我自己。等到我自己把自己照顾好了以后，那我也许可以把一些时间给 Krishna.
And then we see everything in that way.
啊，我们呢？有这样的想法，我们看所有的一切就是这样的去看。
We see everything is important when it's connected to me.
啊，所以呢，只要是跟我有关系的，我们都非常重视。
If I benefit, then that's good. That's important.
如果我能够得到好处，那就是好的，那就是重要的。
In fact, the very first instruction that Krishna gave to Brahma.
那么事实上呢 ，Krishna 给 Brahma 的第一个训示是
，As we said, Brahma is the first created being in the universe.
啊，因为我们已经跟大家说过了 ，Brahma 是这个宇宙当中的第一个被创造的生物体。
And Brahma actually had all the Vedic wisdom revealed into his heart by Krishna.
啊，那这个 Brahma 实际上他内在所具有的所有的伟大的智慧。知识的智慧都是由 Krishna 唤醒的。
Because Brahma had nobody else he could sit and hear Srimad Bhagavatam from.
啊，因为当 Brahma 从这个出来的时候被创造以后，周围没有人，因此他不可能跟其他人坐在一起聆听圣典国家瓦坛。
How could he hear Srimad Bhagavatam? There was no sages.
啊，他当时周围并没有什么圣人呐、啊、等等，他怎么能听到圣典国家瓦坛呢
？There was nobody even to talk to.
甚至根本就没有人可以讲话的。
He's the first created being in the universe.
他是宇宙里头第一个被创造的生物体。
He just manifested on a lotus flower.
啊，他当时是从一颗一朵莲花上，展现出来的。
And then, well, manifested on the lotus flower, he was wondering, where am I?
所以他在这个莲花上展现出来以后，他当时就觉得很奇怪，我在什么地方
？Because everywhere was darkness.
啊，到处都是一片的黑暗。
So he's thinking, well, I should find out where I am.
啊，所以他就想说，我先得找搞明白我到底在什么地方。现在
But in front of him was nothing, just darkness.
但是呢，在他的面前除了黑暗就是黑暗，没别的。
But he felt he was sitting on something.
但是呢，他觉得他好像是坐在什么上面似的。
It was a lotus flower coming from the navel of Garbhodakshini.
而他坐的是什么呢？实际上是从噶尔波达卡沙伊威士努的肚脐里面生出来的一朵莲花。
So then he thought, well, maybe if I go down.
I might be able to find out where this flower is coming from.
所以呢，后来他当时就想说，如果我往下走的话，也许我可以找到这朵莲花是从哪里来的。
So he came out from his lotus seat and began climbing down the stem of the lotus flower.
所以呢，他当时呢，就是从自己的那个莲花座上面就往下爬，就开始往下爬。
Then he felt there was some water below him.
然后一直往下爬，就突然一下就觉得哇，这儿有水。
It's the Gabardak Ocean.
哦，实际上那个水是嘎尔波达卡海洋。
So he stuck his head in the water to figure out where this lotus flower was coming from.
然后他就把自己的脑袋伸到水里去了，然后想看一看那个莲花井到底是从哪里来的。
And he heard the vibration, ta pa.
然后呢，这个时候他就听到了有那个声音震荡，空中有他啪的声音震荡。
Accepted it as divine. He accepted that vibration.
OK， 然后他就把这样的一种声音震荡视为是神性的。
他啪 means austerity.
而他啪的意思就是苦行。
So he climbed back up into his seat and began performing meditation.
然后他就从那个莲花井就开始又重新爬回去，又坐在那个莲花上开始打坐冥想了。
He was meditating on the source or the origin of his lotus seat.
他当时冥想的是这我坐的这朵莲花是从哪里来的，那个源头是什么？
What time is it?
I don't know. So what time is it now?
It's 10:40.
40 minutes.
So he was performing meditation for a thousand years.
那他当时打坐冥想了好几千年，我们的好几千年。
And then, as a result of his meditation, all the depth of Vedic wisdom was revealed to him within his heart.
最后呢，他打坐冥想的结果就是在他心中的原本的那些个知识智慧被启发出来了。
Srimad Bhagavatam begins with the verse, Janmai. What is it? Yatom vayat itaratash chatesh vidya surat teni brahma hidaya adikavi niyanti yatsuriya. Yes, it speaks about the Supreme Lord. And teni brahma hidaya adikavi niyanti yatsuriya. That the depth of all Vedic wisdom was revealed within the heart of Lord Brahma. From the Supreme Lord.
那这个圣典博加瓦坛的那个诗文就是从刚才他念的这首梵文诗开始的，意思就是说，他 Brahma 心中的所有的智慧都由至尊主启发出来了。
And this whole Srimad Bhagavatam was revealed to Lord Brahma in 4 verses.
那当时呢，整个我们现在的这个12篇的圣典博加瓦坛是由至尊主用4节诗给他展现的。
There are 4 verses that are in the second category.
那四
Chatushloki.
对，那四节诗呢，就在圣典博加瓦坛的第二篇里面。
And in those verses, Krishna reveals to Brahma that it is I, Brahma, who existed before creation.It is I who is existing during manifestation. It is I who will continue to exist after everything here is destroyed.
至尊主呢就跟 Brahma 就是启示说 Brahma 是那个在创造之前那个存在的人是我，整个创造过程当中存在那个人是我，等到整个这个宇宙毁灭了以后依然存在着的那个人是我。
And he also told Brahma, Oh Brahma, whatever you see that's of value in this world.
那至尊主还告诉 Brahma 说， Brahma, 你看到的这个世界当中的任何一个有价值的事物，
If you don't see it's connection to me.
如果你看不，你光看到价值，你看不到实际上是跟我有联系的。
Then you should know it's my illusory energy.
那你就应该知道，那个是我的错觉能量在起作用。
And he compares it like to be like the reflection into the darkness.
所以呢，他就把它比喻为是，就像是在黑暗里面的一个影子一样。
So what is he telling Brahma?
那他告诉 Brahma 什么呢
？He says.If you see anything in this world, and you think, "Wow, it's valuable."
他就是在细致解释，就是说，你看到这个世界里头任何珍贵的东西，然后你就想说，哇，好珍贵哦。
But if you don't see that it's connected to Krishna, then why is it valuable?
但是呢，你却看到那个珍贵了，却没有看到那件事物实际上是跟 Krishna 连在一起的。那到底有什么价值呢？
We think it's valuable because it's connected to me.
实际上 ，Krishna 说，它之所以是珍贵的，因为它是跟我连在一起。
And therefore, we give everything value because of how it's valuable, how it could be used for me.
啊，所以说。就是这个事物，如果它是有价值的，是因为它可以用来，我们所看到的，这个事情有没有价值，是根据我们自己对我们自己有没有用来评判那个价值。
Always they think that it's value because it can be used for others also.
啊，或者有的人认为是有价值，是因为它是可以给别人用的。
Oh, this is very valuable. So many other people can benefit.
啊，有人可能会想说，哦，这个东西很珍贵啊，有了这个以后，那么多的人都会受益。
But Krishna tells Brahma, but if you don't see that it's connected to me, and you think it's valuable, it's illusory, it's maya.
嗯，他说，但是 Krishna 跟这个 Brahma 说，如果你看到什么事物是有价值的，但是你却看不到实际上那件事物跟我是有关系的，那么实际上你所看到的只不过是错觉能量制造的幻象。
Because the real value of any object in this world,
因为这个世界上的任何一个有价值的事物。
Is to see how that it's connected for Krishna and to use for him.
啊，是应该是，我们应该看到这些有价值的事物，它怎么是跟 Krishna 有关系，而且最后怎么能够用来为 Krishna 做服务。
And as we said, when we make such sacrifice and give it to him, when Krishna's pleased, we automatically benefit.
啊，而且就像我们解释的，当我们做出这样的一种奉献。啊，我们用这个有价值的事物去为 Krishna 做服务的话，我们自己就会感到内在是非常满足的一种状态。
We get the best benefit.
我们实际上得到的是最好的利益。
It's not that we get some temporary benefit. The temporary benefit's not the best benefit.
啊，我这种利益不是我们所得到的那种短暂的利益，那种短暂的利益实际上并不是什么利益。
I may get some temporary pleasure.
啊，就是。会得到一些短暂的一种享乐的感觉。
I may get some temporary relief.
啊，我就是有一种短暂的一种缓解。
But temporary relief is not the goal of life.
但是这种短暂的缓解并不是生命的目标。
A temporary relief will only lead to more distress.
而我们自己知道，我们所有的那些个短暂的缓解，到最后都会导致更加多的痛苦的状态。
Because it's temporary.
因为那是短暂的呀。
And the real shelter is that which is permanent.
而真正的庇护是那个永恒的可以给我们。
Because I'm permanent.
因为我是永恒的。
You're permanent.
你是永恒的。
Krishna's permanent.
Krishna 是永恒存在。
And therefore, real shelter means to find permanent shelter.
所以呢，真正的庇护是要找到永恒的庇护。
Not temporary.
不是短暂的。
Permanent shelter means simply how to see things connected to Krishna.
啊，而永恒的那种庇护是要学会看所有的一切怎么跟 Krishna 是连接在一起。
That is the sacrifice in the age of Kali.
这个就是卡里年代里面的那个祭祀牺牲。
It's a sacrifice.
是一种祭祀牺牲来的。
Sacrifice means we do it for a higher cause.
啊，这个祭祀牺牲的意思是我们为了达到更高的目标而做。
Sometimes a parent will sacrifice for the child.
有的时候父母为了孩子而牺牲自己。
The husband will sacrifice for the wife.
丈夫为妻子牺牲自己。
I was just visiting one devotee, his wife, immediately he gave her kidney.
哦，就是我这个去看了。
His wife gave her husband her kidney.
哦，
yeah.
我在来之前我去看了一对夫妻，那个妻子把自己的一个肾给了她的丈夫。
You would have died.
啊，要不然那丈夫就死了。
She put on the table, said, "Take my kidney."
嗯，所以呢，那个他的那个妻子就说了，哎，拿走我一个肾吧。
People sacrifice.
所以这个就叫做
higher cause.
这个就是为了更高的目标而做出牺牲嘛。
But the supreme sacrifice.
但是最高的、至高无上的那种牺牲奉献。
Is the sacrifice for Krishna.
是为 Krishna 而牺牲奉献。
That is the supreme sacrifice.
这个是至高无上的牺牲奉献。
And Suta Goswami told the sages of Naimisharanya.That the supreme sacrifice for all mankind.
Ah, Suta, 就是 Suta Goswami 在告诉南米舍亚森林里面的圣人们说，said what I forgot.
Is that by which men can achieve unmotivated, unalloyed devotional service? Achieve pure devotional service. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to satisfy the sun.
那个这个 Suta Goswami 就告诉那个南米舍亚森林里面的圣人就说。最高的牺牲就是要获得那种没有自私动机，从不会中断，而且做起来让自我能够得到真正的满足的为至尊主的奉爱服务。
So soon as we hear this, we mean to think, wait a minute, that's too much.
我们每当我们听到这样的话语的时候，我们就想，哎，等等，有点过分了。
Can't we do this gradually? Why are you giving it such a high thing? So too much, right? I'm not ready for that yet.
一下子就给我那么高的东西啊！我没有准备好啊！对我来说是太过分的了。
I'm not ready to every time I see something to immediately give it to Krishna. What about me?
有那个必要吗？每当我看到一个什么，马上就给 Krishna， 那我自己呢
？You make it sound so easy.
你听，你说起来这什么都好像那么容易。
Sacrifice in this age is just do it for Krishna, but I'm not ready to do everything for Krishna.
那个圣人在密舍尔森里头，森林里面圣人说为 Krishna 做奉献牺牲，但是我并没有准备好。
Maybe I should.Do something else. Or maybe I'll meditate. Find something else so I can just do part time. Honestly, doing everything is too much for me. I'm speaking like that because that's how I thought.
我之所以这么说是因为我曾经就是这么想的。
First time I read Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita in 1972 I put it away and said that's too much.
我在1972年的时候我读到帕布帕德的这个博家梵歌，我读了以后就把它放到一边去了，对我来说太过分了。
I'm not ready for that.
然后他当时就想说我还没有准备好做这个。
But the difficulty was although it was too much I couldn't forget it.
他说这真是，但是呢就是尽管我觉得这样的一种信息是太过分的，但是我就是没有办法忘记。
Because my whole perception of the world just completely changed.
因为我读了《博家梵歌》以后，我对整个世界的感知完全变了。
Because I heard what Prabhupada was saying.
因为我听到了帕布帕德在说什么。
Prabhupada wasn't just he wasn't sitting on the asan and I wasn't sitting in Naimisharanya, but Prabhupada was speaking the message of Bhagavatam and I was hearing it.
那。You sitting in Naimisharanya?
No, I wasn't sitting in
Naimisharanya.
I said Prabhupada wasn't sitting in
Naimisharanya. It's logic. He said, 当时Prabhupada是坐在Vyasa上，我也并没有坐在Naimisharanya森林里面。我当时听到的说，他坐在Naimisharanya森林里，你先说你在说什么。
But still, I heard Prabhupada.
但是呢，我当时听到了帕布巴德讲述圣典国家瓦塔。
He's presenting the absolute truth.
他在给我们去表述绝对真理。
And it awakened a desire in my heart to come closer to Krishna.
然后呢，他唤醒了我心中那个要接近 Krishna 的愿望。
That's what sacrifices in this age.
这个就是。这个年代里头的奉献牺牲。
It's one thing to awaken the desire for Krishna in your heart.
也就是要唤醒自己要 寻找 Krishna 的那个愿望。
But once it's awakened, we have to be careful that we don't fall asleep again.
但是呢，如我们的内心那个要去接近寻找 Krishna 愿望，一旦被唤醒了，我们要注意，千万不要又睡着了。
And that's why the sacrifice in this age is to not allow ourselves to fall asleep again after waking up.
所以呢，这个经典里推荐的喀利年代里头所做的祭祀牺牲，就是要确保我们不会又睡着了，而是一直要保持清醒的状态。
That's what Prabhupada is saying right here.
这就是帕巴德在这儿说的。
He says, by the example of these sages, he's speaking about the sages of Naimisharanya.
他说就是这些圣人们树立的榜样告诉我们。
One should learn that regular hearing and recitation of the Bhagavatam is the only way for self-realization.
就是说有规律的聆听和朗诵圣典博伽瓦坛是觉悟自我的唯一途径。
It's the only way.
这是唯一的方法。
Just by regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam.
只光是透过有规律的聆听圣典博伽瓦坛。
With desire,To establish my connection with Krishna.
就是心怀想要重新建立自我和 Krishna 的那个连结，怀着这样的心态，有规律的聆听圣典博伽瓦坛。
The heart becomes purified.
我们的心就会被净化。
Even though we can't give everything up.
哪怕我们还不能够把什么的东西都放下。
We can't surrender everything to Krishna.
我们不可能现在还不可能把所有的一切都交给 Krishna.
Do everything for Krishna.
我们还不可能为 Krishna 做一切。
We can't be completely unmotivated.
我们现在还不可能是一点自私的动机都没有。
We can't be uninterrupted in our service.
我们现在还不可能是没有中断的一直为 Krishna 做服务。
But if we just regularly hear about Krishna,
哪怕我们是这个样子，但是只要我们有规律的聆听圣典摩迦瓦坛讲述的有关 Krishna,
Krishna accepts that regular hearing about him as service.
Krishna 把有规律的聆听他当作是为他做服务。
And he considers it to be the best service.
而且他把这个视为是最好的服务。
Just because you have a desire to want to know Krishna.
仅仅是因为你有想要了解 Krishna 的这种愿望。
Krishna says, Ananyas chintayatomam, yejanapayupashante, teshamityabhayuktanam, yogakshemavahamyaham. Says, if those who are always endeavoring,To meditate on me.
Krishna 就说了，那些个一直不断的努力的冥想、聆听我的人。
Then whatever they lack, I will give to them.
他们缺少什么，我就会给他们什么。
And whatever they have, I will preserve for them.
他们拥有什么，我就会替他们保留什么。
Prabhupada used to translate this verse to say that if you take one step to Krishna, Krishna takes 100 steps to you.
所以 Krishna, 帕布帕德当年他在翻译这节诗的时候，他就说了，当我们向 Krishna 迈进一步的时候， Krishna 向我们跑过来十步。
Krishna, I've forgotten you. I just want to hear about you.
我们的内心应该是 Krishna, 我忘了你了，我现在想要聆听有关你。
I can't do it 24 hours a day.
我不可能是一天24小时这么做。
I do have to work.
我还得工作呢。
I do have to maintain my body.
我还得要维持我的身体。
I have a few other obligations I have to take care of too.
我还有其他的很多的事情要去做。
But I want to hear about you.
但是我就是想聆听有关你。
So every day I want to just hear something about you.
所以呢，我每一天我就是想听一些有关你的信息。
And Krishna becomes so pleased by the effort.
当我们这么样的去想，这么样的去努力的时候， Krishna 就会对我们所做出的这样的努力那么的高兴。
He accepts that as service.
他把这个接受为是为他做的服务。
Because he says, oh, now this person wants to come to me.
然后他就说，哦，这个人现在想要来接近我了。
So many other distractions in this person's life.
在这个人一生当中有那么多那么多的就是一些不完美。
But every day this person is sitting and hearing about me.
但是呢，这个人不管怎么样啊，他每一天都坐下来聆听有关我的信息。
They could be saying, oh, all these other distractions are more important. When I take care of those, then I'll hear about you, Krishna, because, you know, you know my heart. I really, you know, I want to hear about
you. 就是说我们尽管生活当中有那么多的不尽人意的地方，那么多麻烦，但是呢, Krishna, 我愿意坐下来，我想要听你，我想要。
But even the prayer to Krishna, Krishna, please help me so that I can hear about you, Krishna recognizes.
哪怕是我们这么样的向 Krishna 祈祷, 就是 Krishna, 我想要聆听你, 我想要知道更多的你, 那 Krishna 都会对这个人非常的高兴。
Because he knows what our desires are.
因为 Krishna 知道我们内心都有什么愿望。
We can't hide them from him.
我们根本不可能就是对 Krishna 隐藏什么。
He's there in the heart, as super soul.
他作为超灵就在我们的心中。
So if he knows that we want that, we want to make an effort, then he'll help, he'll remove. You take one step to him, he'll take 100 steps to you.
所以呢，当我们内心有这样的愿望，他就会来帮我们去除我们去聆听他的那些个障碍。当我们向 Krishna 迈一步的时候，他会向我们迈100步。
And he'll remove the obstacles.
他会帮助我们把所有的障碍去除掉。
We think, no, I have to remove the obstacles.
我们想的是我自己要去做什么来去除那些障碍。
But that's like saying, I'm more powerful than Maya.
那这样如果我们这么说的话，就等于是说我比Maya错觉能量还要强大。
But Maya's a very good devotee.
但是大家别忘了，Maya是Krishna非常好的奉献。
She really does her service really pretty good.
那个玛雅她为 Krishna 做这个错觉的这种服务做的可是特别的好。
She knows how to keep us entangled.
她可是知道怎么把我们一直就是保留在这种束缚的状态下。
I'll remove the obstacles and then you see Krishna, someday I'll do something for you.
然后我们就如果我们说哈 Krishna, 我会把所有我生命当中的障碍都去除掉。 Krishna, 你就看着吧，有一天我就会为你做服务了。
Krishna says it's divine energy of mind consisting of my mind. My divine, my energy, consisting of the three modes of material nature, it's difficult to overcome.
Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里说了，物质自然的三种属性是我的神性能量，人是很难跨越它的。
But if you surrender to me, I'll make it easy for you.
但是如果你投靠、服从、皈依了我的话，我就会让你轻易的跨越这种。
We think, oh, let me overcome this obstacle.
如果我们想说啊，让我来克服这些个障碍。
But Maya is so much stronger than we are. She'll always have another one waiting for us.
Yes. 但是实际上，玛雅比我们要强大的多了。我们什么就是努力克服一个障碍。我告诉你，他后面很多很多的计划在等着我们。
But Krishna says, what is it? I'm the controller of material energy. Maya dakshina prakriti suyate sacharachara. He said, when Krishna tells Maya, leave her alone.
但是呢, Krishna 就告诉我们说, 当 Krishna 跟 Maya 错觉能量说, 不要再打扰他了。
Leave him alone.
不要再打扰他了。
Krishna controls Maya.
Krishna 他是 Maya
的主人。
我们实际上是不能够控制错觉能量的。 Krishna 才控制那个错觉能量。
And when Krishna sees his devotee's determination to remember him and to hear about him,
当 Krishna 看到他的奉献者是下定了决心要聆听有关他，要记住他，要铭记他的时候，
then Krishna says to Maya, leave him alone.
Krishna 就会跟 Maya 说, 不要再打扰他了。
Maya now.
现在他是我的人了。
You don't have any more business with him.
你呢，跟他没什么关系了。
He's mine.
是我的了。
I will give him protection.
我要去帮，我会保护他。
That's taking shelter of Krishna.
这个就是怎么样脱贫于 Krishna.
And the desire that taking shelter of Krishna, the best way to take shelter of Krishna is to hear about him.
那么最好的投靠归 Krishna 的方法, 最好的能够唤起我们这种去投靠归于他的那个愿望，就是要先聆听有关他。
That's the sacrifice to be performed in Kali Yuga.
这个就是在卡利年代里头我们要做的祭祀。
And therefore, the sages in Naimisharanya were sitting and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam for Sutta Goswami.
正因为如此，南密舍亚的森林里头的那些个圣人，他们是坐在那个地方，在聆听苏特狗苏妈咪在讲。
And they were telling Sutta Goswami, please keep on talking about, speaking to us, but only if the topics are related to Krishna, because we don't want to hear about anything else.
他们就给这个苏特狗苏妈咪提，这些圣人给苏特狗苏妈咪提出要求说。除了那些跟 Krishna 有关的话题，我们别的已经不想听了。
As Sutta Goswami said to the sages, "Oh, your questions are fantastic."
而 Sutta Goswami 跟那些个圣人们说，哇，你们提出来的这个要求是太棒了。
He says, "I have been very nicely questioned by you, because your questions are all related to Krishna."
啊，他说我呢，就是能够特别高兴你们能够提出这些个要求，因为你们的要求是。唯一的就是想聆听。
Only questions of this sort can benefit everybody.
而这一类的要求啊，是可以利益众生的。
It's the best sacrifice for everybody.
这个是对所有的众生做的最好的祭祀。
The best sacrifice for the speaker.
这样的祭祀对于讲述者来说是最好的。
It's the best sacrifice for the hearer.
对聆听者来说是最好的。
It's the best sacrifice for anybody else who might hear what the speaker spoke or the hearer heard.
这个对于那些个有可能听到的人都是最好的祭祀，更不要说就坐在这里要聆听和讲述的人了。
Because simply by coming in contact with Krishna,
因为仅仅跟 Krishna 接触的话
，by coming in contact.With his incarnation of Srimad Bhagavatam.
透过就是跟他的化身圣典博迦瓦坛接触。
Then not only can the desire to connect with Krishna be awakened.
我们心中的想要跟 Krishna 重新连接起来的那个愿望，不仅透过这个可以实现。
But it can grow.
而且那个愿望，不仅被启发出来了，而且会变得越来越强烈。
The more one hears, the more one wants to hear more.
人就是这样，越多的聆听圣典博迦瓦坛有关 Krishna， 他就会越想多聆听。
And the more one wants to hear more, the more one becomes detached from this world.
而人们越是想更多的聆听圣典博迦瓦坛的信息，他就会越对这个世界里头所有的一切越来越不感兴趣。
And the more one becomes dear to Krishna.
他就会对 Krishna 越来越爱。
This is all that's meant.
Krishna 也越来越爱
他。This is all that needs to be done to perform sacrifices in this age.
这个就是我们在这个年代里头所需要做的那个祭祀。
Whether we're hearing Srimad Bhagavatam or chanting Hare Krishna,
我们是透过聆听圣典博迦瓦坛，还有吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra,
or we're speaking to others about Krishna,
或者是跟其他人讲述有关 Krishna.
Anything that's connected to Krishna is not different from Krishna.
任何一个跟 Krishna 有关的所做的一切都跟 Krishna 本人没有区别。
And even if one is short-lived,
即使哪怕一个人那个命不长
even if one is lazy,
尽管一个人他是懒惰的
even if one is misguided,
或者呢，尽管一个人是被误导的
Even if one is always disturbed,
哪怕是一个人总是内心就是很动荡不安的
But even if one is not so lucky,
哪怕一个人是不幸的
Simply by awakening this one desire,
仅仅透过把心中的这种愿望唤醒出来
all these obstacles can be very quickly overcome.
所有的这些个生命当中的障碍都会很快的被克服掉。
So this is the best way to overcome the influence of Kali Yuga.
所以这个是我们能够征服卡利年代时间对我们的影响的最好的方法。
We should try to understand that Kali Yuga is going to get a lot worse.
我们大家一定要明白，这个卡利年代可是会变得越来越糟糕。
We're only 5,000 years of the Kali Yuga.
我们现在只不过卡利年代刚过了五千年。
There's still 427,000 years to go.
还有四十三万两千年要过。 42,000 减去5,7,000年，42,000,7,000年的时间要。
Towards the end of Kali Yuga, people will die of old age at the age of 10.
The end of Kali
Yuga. Towards the end of Kali Yuga, people will die of old age at the age of 10.
10. 在这个 Kali 年代的最后结束的时候, 一个人10岁就是老年了, 他就要死了。
And because there'll be no sacrifices performed, there'll be no food to eat.
而且由于地球上再也没有人举行祭祀了，因此到那个时候连吃的东西都没有了。
People have babies just to eat them.
啊，人生下来那个新生儿就去吃他自己的。
It's going to get a lot worse.
那个时候那个是非常非常糟糕的状态。
It's Kali Yuga.
这个就是Kali年代最后会有的。
We shouldn't
want to
hang around. Of course, today with all the computer graphics and generation, they can probably depict Kali Yuga very nicely on screen.
尤其是现在，你看那个电脑啊，什么那些个程序啊，搞得都特别的令人惊讶的，是不是？所以很多人都觉得哇，就玩那些都挺好的。
But we shouldn't want to have to be around to see what's going to happen.
所以大家会觉得卡里年代还挺不错的，但实际上我们真的不应该想要继续在这个卡里年代里头再去投生啊什么的。
But as we already said, just simply to not want to be around doesn't mean we won't be around.
但是呢，就像我刚才说的，我们不想要继续在卡里年代里面了，并不等于我们真的就不在卡里。
We have to know where we want to go.
我们必须要知道，我们不在这个卡里年代的这个世界里头的，那我们要到哪里去？我们要知道。
And that's where Srimad Bhagavatam will lead us.
这个就是圣典薄伽瓦坛会告诉我们的。Srimad
Bhagavatam is called the spotless Purana.
圣典薄伽瓦坛被称为是无瑕的往事书。
Because it only speaks of pure devotional service.
因为圣典薄伽瓦坛里唯一谈论的就是对至尊主Krishna做的奉爱服务。
I think there's more Srimad Bhagavatam. Another Srimad Bhagavatam class tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'll speak a little bit more about that tomorrow.
因为明天还会有圣典薄伽瓦坛课，所以他明天会继续讲。
Some questions?
大家有什么问题吗？
Why
the longevity? Why are the mankind longevity shorter and shorter, different age?
Because people are not using their human life for the purpose, for the main purpose of life.
原因是人们不用人的生命去做人该做的事。
And therefore, the duration of life is short because they're not using the human life to its full potential.
因为我们就是因为我们不去做人该做的事情，所以人的寿命就越来越短了。
What's the value?
那到因为给你一个人体到底有什么意义啊？
So therefore, duration of life decreases progressively.
所以呢，人的寿命就这样，随着那个年代就会越来越短。
And it's also a way of reminding everybody of the temporary nature of this world.
当然了，还有一个就是，透过这样的一种安排，就会提醒我们，我们的人生是多么的短暂。
The people in the age of Satya Yoga because they were so pious.
在Satya Yoga，就是在金器年代里的人，由于他们是那么的虔诚。
They could have easily said, "Well, I can live for 100,000 years. Why do I have to bother with this meditation now? Why do I have to bother with this meditation?" People in Satya Yoga could be thinking, "I am going to live for 100,000 years. Why should I bother with this meditation?"
那个在金器年代里面的人，他们就不会是想说啊，我可以 活那么长时间呢，我为什么要去就费劲的去打坐冥想啊？
But they were so pious that they were ready to sit and meditate for tens of thousands of years.
在那个年代里的人，他们是那么的虔诚，他们就准备用他们的人体生命去一万年一万年的去冥想。
Because they knew the value of human life.
因为他们那个时候的人，他们知道人体的生命有多么的宝贵。
But as time progresses, people progressively do not appreciate the value of human life.
但是呢，随着那个年代的不断的那个进程，人们越来越不了解人体生命是多么的珍贵。
Therefore, their lives are shortened.
因此他们的寿命就越来越短了。
To help them to realize, you better get it together.
就是这样的话，就提醒他们说，你最好赶快的要努力了啊！你不要再开始做梦了。
You only have 100 years.
你只有一百年哦。
If you're
less.
如果你是幸运的话，你也就只能活一百年。
Actually, the Bhagavatam states in the, I think it's the 12th canto of the Bhagavatam.
事实上那个圣典博迦瓦坛第十二篇说就说明
that the Kali Yuga is actually most auspicious age.
在圣典博迦瓦坛第十二篇里头甚至说明说实际上卡里年代是最吉祥的年代。
And people actually aspire to take birth in Kali Yuga.
很多很多的人他们都特别希望能在卡里年代里投生。
Because the Lord in Kali Yuga gives the best concession.
因为至尊主为了这个卡利年代里面的人，他给了最好的那个方法。
He makes it, he gives the easiest process.
他给我们的那个灵修的方法是最容易的方法。
It's the best concession. It's given according to our qualification.
就是按照我们的本身有的那个资格，他所给的是最好的东西了。
Therefore, if we see the value of Kali Yuga,
所以如果我们能够看到卡里年代的这个珍贵之处，
we'll take advantage of the concession that the Lord has given us for this.
我们应该就是充分的利用至尊主给我们的这个特殊的恩赐。
That is such a short period of time.
也就是说，他允许我们在这么短的时间里面。
Kalaya dosha nidhira jan asti hiko mahatina kirtana deva krishna sir.Mukta Sangha Param Vichet, this also in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Kaliya Dosha Nidhei, the Kali Yuga is an ocean of all bad qualities.
在这个圣典博迦瓦坛里头有一节诗就说了，这个卡利年代是缺点、缺陷的汪洋。
But it has one good quality.
但是其中有一项好的品质。
Kirtana Deva Krishnasya.That simply by chanting Hare Krishna,
仅仅透过吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna,
simply by hearing about Krishna,
仅仅透过聆听有关 Krishna,
Mukta Sangha Parambhajat,
马上就去
one can achieve perfection.
人就可以得到那个达到完美的状态，而且得到解脱。
So the Lord has given us the easiest process because we don't have that much time.
由于我们现在没有那么长的时间了，因此至尊主给了我们一个最容易的方法。
We wouldn't be able to do it any other way.
在
We wouldn't be able to achieve perfection any other way.
在这个年代里呢，我们用其他的方法是没有办法得到完美的，达到完美的。
Therefore, that's why life is shortened.
正因为如此，这个生命是人生现在就这么短暂。
Help us realize that it's a race against the time.
所以呢，就是要短暂就帮助我们意识到这个时光飞逝，是吧？
Thank you.